You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Air quality in many areas of California is a constant reminder of the wildfires that we have been and continue to be in the midst of. The Donnell Fire, which has been burning in the Stanislaus National Forest, started August 1st. It has burned over 35,000 acres. The containment as of last evening's report was 62%. 54 structures have been destroyed. I know that's a fire that's affecting a number of people in our listening area, so we want to make sure we keep tabs on that as we do wildfire updates. The Ferguson Fire outside Yosemite has been completely contained. As you know, it burned nearly 97,000 acres, but the impact to the area, including Yosemite National Park, continues to be powerful. And with Labor Day and the holiday ahead, we thought we'd check in with Scott Gettyman, who is Chief of Media and External Relations and Public Affairs for the park. Ranger Gettyman, glad to have you back on Insight again.
Thank you, Beth. Good morning.
So tell me about conditions there, and are the roads leading into the park fully open now?
I'm happy to report that all of the roads are open. You know, with all the different closures, it was certainly a challenge for a long time. Highway 41, the road that leads from the south into Yosemite Valley, had been closed and reopened on Friday. This past Friday, we also had some work on Highway 140 that PG&E had to replace some burned power lines. 140 was closed over the weekend, reopened yesterday, and again, I'm happy to report that all roads in Yosemite National Park are open.
So what are you anticipating for this weekend? Have you had some visitors cancel reservations in anticipation of this season? Is there any space in the park for people just making last-minute plans?
Well, there actually is. It's interesting because, as you mentioned in the prelude, with all these different fires, a lot's going on, and there were a lot of unknowns. And so what happened here in Yosemite, of course, with some of the closures, and we had to make some of the cancellations. But now that we're fully reopened and booking, a lot of people have canceled and have made other plans. So believe it or not, there is some availability this week into next weekend, not only here in the park, but in some of the communities like Oakhurst, Mariposa, everything. It's interesting in talking to some of the lodging owners and tourism folks, and a lot of people just didn't know when the park would be reopened, and so they made alternate plans, which is completely understandable, but our message is that the park is open, the accommodations are here, the campsites are open, and so for people who normally would think there's no way I could get anything in Yosemite in the summer, now is the time.
We saw and heard this last year after the Napa and Santa Rosa fires, the wineries saying, please, please come. We're open. We are here and we can host you. So I know that that's some of the situation there. Overall, as you look out through the end of the season, are visitor numbers now down in terms of your reservations?
Yes, they're definitely down. And it's interesting you bring up the Napa fires. We're very grateful for a lot of the support we received from Visit California, for example. And they talked a lot about on calls, and I was on some of those calls last year, about kind of the grieving effect. People say, oh, it's burned, and let's give them some space and not come back. And the message we want to give is we're open and we want the visitors. In fact, we have a little campaign going, hashtag Yosemite Now, where we're just doing photos and videos showing everybody how wonderful the park it is and inviting visitors back. But to your question, yes, visitor numbers are down. We don't have the numbers yet for August, of course. We still have a few more days left. But anecdotally, I've seen that the numbers down and bounce back. And I was saying by the end of last week, I was talking to a friend. I said, what do you think? 85-90% to normal, and she said, well, I'd say about 80% normal. So visitors are definitely coming back, but for those of us that are here every day, we're certainly noticing a little bit of a downtrend.
The Fresno Bee reported that firefighters said that fighting the fire cost almost $117 million, and that it would have been much more, of course, if it continued in its duration, because that's certainly not the most expensive major wildfire. What else is lingering? How's your air quality in the valley right now?
It's great. The things that are lingering is we certainly have beautiful blue skies as I'm looking out my window here in Yosemite Valley. We did get some haze over the weekend. And, of course, here, as folks know, with other fires, the Donnell Fire, we're seeing the Lyons Fire over on the east side of the Sierra. And a lot of these fires are continuing to burn. So we're seeing a little bit of haziness. But for the most part, we're looking at real nice air quality. The roads are open. The campgrounds are open. We've got the ranger programs going, so we're feeling like we're on the proverbial road to recovery.
Well, I think for now that's a very good report, especially going into the weekend. We'll post a link to the park, and I'll just revisit one more time, Scott, that you say for people who are wondering about Yosemite to check it out. There might be space where you least expect it.
Exactly, both for campsites and for lodging, and we certainly have availability in and around the park, and it's absolutely beautiful. The weather's cooling down. There was a little bit of a chill in the air this morning, but again, I'm looking at a beautiful blue skies. The meadows are green. I love this time of year. Late summer, fall is a wonderful time to visit Yosemite National Park.
Thanks. We have a smiling picture of you that we'll post online, Scott.
Okay, sounds good, Beth.
Thank you very much. Always appreciate having your time on Insight.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
That is Ranger Scott Gettiman of Yosemite National Park. And I want to add that if you're really into Yosemite or you'd like to learn more about it, the latest episode of Cap Radio's Yosemite Land podcast will go up this week. This one is all about the valley itself. The podcast host, Ezra David Romero, takes an open-air bus tour in this episode, and we learn about the Yosemite Valley's twin sister, Hetch Hetchy, and why some of the popular destinations in the park have lost their historic names. So you can find that at capradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for Yosemite Land. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.